We went all over the place.
So you both got to experience like uprisings, but of course Daddy J's case is way more severe, mm-hmm. especially since where you went was literally the physical place that it happened. And I don't think, have you been to Europe? I haven't been to Europe either.
I've not left my time zone.
Oh.
No?
Damn.
Yeah, I've never had to, like, I don't know if clocks change, how they change. Like, that's all a myth to me.
They don't. Time's not real. Anyway, we're gonna go back to some tunes because we can't really continue the European landscape conversation. anyway, we're gonna go back to some tunes. We have a song someone responded, my aunt Claudia, she said it's a song in Spanish. I do not have a lot of songs because this is based on songs I learned on my computer, so it's a corrido. I am sorry, Claudia, if you do not enjoy this. I know you guys aren't a big fan of this, but I am. Woo.
Andan trabajando en los Estados Unidos, rola bastante dinero. Por eso los mexicanos negociamos con los güeros de Durango y Sinaloa. Les mandamos los borregos. No me gusta dar mi nombre por mi carrera prohibida, pero yo soy de Durango y el que se ofenda que diga, por ahí traigo un juguetito que cualquiera se arrodilla. La gente que me acompaña tiene valor y del bueno. Siempre se rifan la vida sin importar el terreno. Y aunque anden en el peligro, no se les espante el sueño. No se guíen por el tamaño, la vida pueden perder. Varios se han equivocado por no conocerme bien. Donde quiera me paseo con una y otra mujer. Para alegrarme la banda, para dormir una dama, pa' mis amigos mi mano, pa' los cobardes mi escuadra, pa' mi nariz un suspiro y un trago pa' mi garganta.
How's it going, everyone? We are back to us speaking. It is I, your guy, I, Clefsta.
Yike.
This is Clefsta, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're gonna be straggling a little bit over the hour, probably another 10 minutes or so, because it is, a lot of people are probably watching in not this coast in time zone. We were talking about time fallacy and stuff. shouts out Short Rip King. Yeah, some people are awake, but it is 1 a.m. or something. And shouts out to Pimp Sue.
Heck yeah, Pimp Sue, I love you,
out.
I miss you.
We all
love you, I miss you more. We don't listen to Zerzo's opinion that I miss you more, right?
Oh, no, I've monopolized the opinion. I love him and miss him the most.
I love you, Pimp Sue.
I don't know.
I don't know who you are, but I like you.
But let's be honest.
Heck yeah.
Let's be honest, because we did say Gonzo loves the fans the most.
It is true.
So he, and at least in that department, he loves Pimp Sue the most.
Yeah, it is true. He also talks to Pimp Sue through me a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is Pimp Sue?
Oh, he's my age.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm the oldest one here, by the way.
What school does Pimp Sue go to? Or does
he
do
went
other
to
things?
SCAD.
What's SCAD?
Savannah College of Art and Design.
Ooh. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yes. I always wanted to go to art school, but I did physics.
I could see you in art school for sure.
Oh, yeah, me too. I remember I used to, I don't know if Sandra's still listening, but I used to be like, Mom, I want to be a musician. And then she's like, ha.
and that was the end of it.
Kind of. And she'd be like, go on, Eric. You're like really good at math. Why? I'm like, yeah. So I'm getting I'm basically done with physics. Now I'm taking a bunch of music classes. So ha, take that, Mom. I'm winning. I'm winning at the end of the day. I'm taking the classes I want. On the note of that,
can I interject really quickly?
Go ahead.
Hello, Pimp Suit. Again, I love you and I miss you a lot. But also, I call you Pimp Suit because that will never not be the name that you are in my phone. It's not that you'll never outgrow it. It's just the name that you are in my phone forever and always. It is nothing personal, except it's completely personal.
You know, I don't even know his name, so he's also just Pimp Suit to me.
That is true.
And don't tell
that
me his name. It's better this way.
It's better
this way.
It's off the record at the moment. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Pimp Sue. We all love you, my guy, especially Gonzo.
Love you. Love you.
Okay.
So for the last 7 minutes, I'll do a treat for Daddy Jay because he really wanted to talk about existentialism.
Nothing matters.
You get to start.
Yeah.
You get to start it. It is your show. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell him about the stickers.
Mm-hmm. About the stickers.
Stickers.
I mean.
What?
I he's talking about the Camus.
It's a pretty great sticker, especially when you leave your computer unattended at a coffee shop.
Right.
It's pretty great. What does the sticker say?
It says, "Should I have a cup of coffee or kill myself?"
Oh,
it's a quote.
That's pretty heavy loaded, so we're gonna put some music to match.
This is perfect. This is wonderful. You know, I feel like people take it the wrong way, right? You know?
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, when you say kill myself, it's pretty strong on its own. But when you throw it in and you just say Camus said it, then maybe it's a little lighter? I don't know.
I mean, if you know who Camus is.
That is true.
I don't.
Ooh.
I mean, you should have a cup of coffee then.
He's a philosopher, right? A Frenchie, right?
A Frenchie.
He is a Frenchie.
Did he?
A writer.
Wait. Did he make The Stranger?
What?
Was he the writer of The Stranger?
Yes, he wrote The Stranger.
Oh, look at John.
And,
look at,
and ooh, more.
I'm literally being cultured.
More.
I've read maybe half a book in my life.
I have not read Camus, but
physics?
I know who he is.
So just like a quick catch up, I guess, he's a French philosopher.
Right, got that.
He was a writer, a playboy. Yeah, he was like really attractive and like the superstar for his age. And so,
when is his age? What year is...
I don't know.
1900s.
He act like he know what he's talking about, though.
Okay.
The thing, though, is that, I mean, when people talk about, like, let's say existentialism, I feel like they focus so much on the down. And really what it's all about is about living your life to the fullest.
I suppose. Like, there's no point to anything other than making sure you enjoy what you consider being.
Yeah, it's all about up to you, right?
Honestly, and it's just like getting the chemicals working in your brain to make you feel good at the end of the day.
I mean, that's one way to put it, yeah, if that's what you want to do. But it's like, for me, I think it's taking a step outside of myself and really thinking about what makes me not just feel good for myself, but feeling like I'm a part of something else, you know? Feeling something bigger than myself that I can attribute to.
I'm a physicist, Adrian. Everything's
It's all light.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Are neutrons real?
Wait, what?
Are neutrons real?
Neutrons? Oh, definitely. The conversation we had last time was electrons, and they are electrons. Definitely real.
I mean, you can.
I'm not a physicist.
Like
clearly.
At least one person. Neither am I yet. At least two people in here have taken philosophy courses.
So I've taken physics. Does that count?
I mean, we could spend all day talking about what it means for something to exist and to be.
Right.
Do
so
we want
it has
to do
mass?
That? Probably not. But
I mean, what messed me up? I think. Oh, at one point in high school, what messed me up during?
Was electrons?
Yes.
Or neutrons?
No. Yeah, both. Because I was in
protons
class
too.
And then I read like, oh yeah, by the way, an atom is like 95% empty space, just the electron cloud, and
just
that,
like me.
That just
relatable.
I too am an atom.
I too am empty space.
90%.
You're empty space, not a waste of space.
Heck yeah, positivity. I'm a psych student.
But yeah,
all I learn
like
is that
everything
good.
Is 95% not there in a way. Oh.
You know, like they can go through like walls and stuff. I learned it in quantum. It's really tunneling.
Yeah.
Like particles. Like
they can just do it.
Take like if we do a test. Let's say we get Zerzo, right? And we grab her because she's the smallest, and we toss her at a wall.
Oh, they're the
Wow.
Out of a thousand chances, she, like, if out of the thousand tosses, technically one of the times or so, she'll make it through.
Is this sexist or not?
I think I can throw her.
This is sizist.
Oh, okay. Sizist. Got it.
You know, if you weren't here, it would be Gonzo.
Heck yeah.
Wait, but who would throw her?
I can think
all of us as a group, as hard as we could.
All y'all's mans as a group.
Okay.
But yeah, like, that's crazy, though. The fact that there is a chance she will go through the wall.
Well, physically speaking, that's impossible due to the fact that she's made of many particles. But a particle in itself, if you toss it at a wall many times, there's a probability that it goes through, and I think that's ridiculous.
If I were a particle, then. Also, that should be your sticker, Daddy J, is things are 95% hypothetical.
5%.
5% maybe actual. 5% maybe actually existing.
I don't know. I kind of like the empty space.
I don't
space.
Know.
That's true, yeah. 95% empty space.
I've not pondered this enough.
I mean, yeah.
This is also not the correct scenario probably to ponder
no,
it.
No, probably not.
But
probably
then
there's
not. Also, when is the correct time to do it? It's late at night. And
probably not when Curb Your Enthusiasm theme is playing, but anyway.
I think it is perfect. I think it is wonderful.
It's meme enough?
The absolute
it's
absurdity.
It's heck a meme.
No, like, I asked you last night about what you think about when you like in bed and you're like winding down at night, and for me it's these kinds of things that like get into my mind, and you know, like they can go nowhere, but
the absurdity of it all.
Yeah
that
actually,
seems like such a romantic thing to have in your head before bed. Like for me, as I'm falling asleep, it's literally all the anxieties that I've been pushing aside all day.
It's romantically terrible.
That's true, absolutely, but it's a nice thing to say. It's a nice thing to say.
Romantically terrible.
Yeah.
You know me.
I mean, I can sound great and like everything that I say, but I don't know. At the end of the day, it's like it takes me a couple hours to fall asleep and thinking about all these things in life.
It's heavy. Yeah.
It is heavy.
I only have those thoughts when I'm in nature or looking at the stars, which doesn't happen often because I'm from the city. But whenever I go to the desert where my cousins live, I look up at the stars. I mean, not El Paso, but Palmdale, Lancaster, California. I look up at the stars like, wow, there's a lot, you know? And then I'm not. And again, 95% space. And other thoughts, like when I go in nature, it's like, wow, everything works together, but like, which is easy, because in a city, it's not as easy to see, because everything's already pre-made, kind of, and there's no, like, as much interaction with nature. But when I'm, like, in a forest, or whenever I go out hiking, I notice these things, I see little ant creatures and stuff, I'm like, wow, they're all, like, you know, everything works together and stuff, like, but why? You know? And that pops, the only time I ever think of these things. Usually, if I can go more in depth with this question, when I do think at night, you know, things I, you know, what I'm doing tomorrow, and so forth, but music. Music often comes up in my mind, or pictures, like, you know, like images that are like not like somewhat abstract, I don't know, or sometimes sounds that create pictures in my head, not like, not to the, you know, like the whatever that condition is when you like can do that, not as, I don't think as thorough as that, but I often can like depict like, you know, images.
Oh, like from sound, but not synesthesia.
Yeah, but not to the full extent,
right,
I think, because I don't
actually.
Think no, it doesn't happen all the time, if anything it's like particular moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my experience with and excuse me,
you're okay, Glitterboy, go ahead.
In my experience with existentialism, like, normally it's like you have like a set path that you think you should follow, and everyone's telling you should follow. And then, like, as soon as, like, you reach the end of it, or you somehow, like, don't fulfill it, then you're left with, well, what now? Like, mm-hmm. I always, like, remember just finishing high school, and I'm just like, all right, time to apply to colleges. Oh, wait, a lot of them rejected me. But but I'm here now, so somehow it worked out. But yeah, like, there's always that thought in mind of, like, I should be here, I should be doing this. This is what people expect me to do, and once you kind of diverge
right.
from that, then you're kind of left thinking, like, who are you as a person, and, like, what's next? But, yeah.
Yeah, and that kind of goes along with, like, considering we go to Tufts, most of us, compared to at least other people in our high school, we were overachievers, if we mm-hmm. could do that comparison, right? And if anything, they expect us mm-hmm. to do, not just, you know, go to college and complete it, to do well, right? Which is, you know, not, like, the type of scenario, like, that I'm prepared to do because of my background. Thankfully, I'm doing okay now. I was doing much worse my first 2 years. This junior year has been a blessing. It has been very difficult, and I've done very well. Finally made Dean's List last semester, first time.
Oh,
first
great. Wow.
Congratulations.
I started at a 2.7.
You hear that, Sandra? Your boy doing okay. He's
Sandra,
gonna make it.
Sandra's probably asleep. It's 10 over 10 over there. But shouts out, Sandra. Sandy, we all love you.
We all love you very much.
Yeah, they do. They talk about you much more than I do, actually.
We all talk to Eric to get close to you, but also because we like him, but also to get close to you.
Yeah, Mom, you're gonna have some fans when you come.
Heck yeah.
A lot of fans. More than you're prepared.
Sandra Knight.
For. Oof, yeah. She's also staying in, like, because, like, she's the co-signer of my apartment. It's like, well, if I'm the co-signer, then I get to stay.
Yes.
So I'm
you
not
take
paying.
What's yours, Sandra.
Yeah, she said, like, because I want to visit New York after, and we're saving money by living in that house. I'm like, that's fine. But I also have friends in New York. It's like, we're not asking no one for handouts except for you. So we're going to New York, and we're paying, and we're gonna have the grand time. We're gonna have a grand time. So yeah, there's Sandra, and we're gonna go off the air soon. Thank you for tuning in to Hawthorne Instrumentalist. This is a pop-up shop again. We don't always come in this hour. In fact, this is the third day. Thank you for the troopers who've been up every night listening to me, because I know there's a couple. They text me like, yeah, it's on your show. I found out through memes, not through text, but sometimes through other people. It's like, yeah, I was listening with someone else. Like, oh, they listened again? Wow, thank you. Thank you for, because my, then that's why I post, so you guys can know, because I know you guys like listening. And we'll do our sign-off. So, Zerzo, what's your sign-off for tonight?
Oh, I did not think about this.
Cool. What's your sign off, Gonzo?
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Love you the most.
Glitterod.
Eat, sleep, love.
Oh. And Daddy J.
Good night and have a wonderful night.
What is real?
After the existentialist talk.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in. We're going to turn off the Curb Your Enthusiasm stuff because that is kind of annoying now. Thank you for tuning in. We maxed out at 17 listeners, which is almost my record. We now have 14, but my record is 18. And thank you for everybody who has tuned in.
Bye-bye.
Gonzo has also appreciated you. Oh, my mother just texted me. I guess she was listening.
Yay!
So thank you, Sandra, for listening. Hopefully you get to listen to me tomorrow night. It might be a little more hectic because I think I'm going to have like 7 people in here instead of 5.
Ooh.
Actually 8 people because I didn't count me. But yeah, 8 people. So it's like double. Mom, it's going to be pretty bad. You're not going to know what's going on. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Hawthorne Instrumentalist with Clefsa. This is Clefsa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to head out right now, and it is 1-something, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to head out with some Daft Punk. I'm a big Daft Punk guy, and boo, oh, boo, yeah, why is my mic being weird? Anyway, boo, yeah. Shouts out, Sandra.
day standing in the pouring rain, but I know that I'm on my way. I'll never lose my faith in rock and roll. Never let hate make a home in my soul. 7,000 temples came crashing down, but I know that I'm on my way. Who do I believe in? I believe in me. I worship at the shrine of the human body. Who do I pray to? I think I'll pray to you. Got faith in the good things that good humans can do. Ah, 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 ah. Destroy what we don't understand. All of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way. Faith in the good things that good humans can.
Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
But there's some Bad and pretty, moving with a style and ease. rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
I've got a bourbon.
Now it only reminds you how I lied. Better go change it. Settled in your home, safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never know just how you feel or what you are. All wrapped up in your pretty little cardigan, a coffee in your hand. It's too late to set it straight again. No chill, you understand. All torn up, couldn't get a break. I could never tell just what we are.
step up into darkness. I just can't explain. Step off in the dark.